withstood by this Vulcan. This just must bring back so many memories for you.
Indeed, yes. I spent 6 years on 617 Squadron, the Dambuster Squadron at RAF Scampton, man and boy. And it's when they were brand new, just come in, and the Cold War was reaching its peak. And we were there when the Cuban crisis took place, and it got very serious. So most of the time, the crew of five, we slept in a caravan near the aircraft, and we always had our flying suits on, and we were linked up with the bomber controller down in the south of England. And quite often during the night, he'd bring us to readiness, and we'd rush out, climb in the aircraft, and we would sit there at 5 minutes readiness, ready to go should we be needed. It was quite a chilling prospect when you're a young lad to be sat there with a nuclear weapon strapped to the aircraft. But that's what the job was about.
And I'm sure you'd seen all the pictures of those nuclear bombs going off and, you know, Christmas Island and so on. So what was it like to know that potentially you could have unleashed that?
Well, nearly all of us did a two-week nuclear weapons course at an RAF station. And so we were aware of the potential. But one of my crew members was actually on the Valiant that did some of the trials, so he was more aware than most of what it could do. But the Vulcan was a brilliant aircraft. It could climb straight up to almost 50,000 feet, fully laden, which is spectacular when you consider the fact that it was designed and built in the 50s. It was a marvellous aircraft, and it's one of the few aircraft, rather like Concorde, that doesn't have any other lift devices on it. It just has a wing. And that wing, you had no flaps for low speed, it just flew. And it was a brilliant aircraft to fly. It handled very much like a fighter. I think everyone that flew it really enjoyed it.
Was there any one particular incident or moment during that Cold War which you recollect maybe made you think that, you know, this was the moment?
I think the Cuban crisis, when I used to have an RAF married quarter in Lincoln, and at 3 a.m, there was this terrible siren going off outside my married quarter, and there was an RAF van waiting for me, and we always had a bag packed. It was just, I grabbed the bag, put my uniform on, and about an hour and a half later, we were dispersed around the UK, and that was quite serious. It was quite frightening.
And did you always know your mission? Did you know what it was going to be?
Well, everybody did their planning. I can't say much more than that, but we had our targets and our waypoints into the target.